Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We are here once again. Time to talk about it. I'm sitting in for the host, Apostle Gloria Porter. I'm Bishop John Porter. Thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. And we always thank God for each and every one of you, wherever you may be. Praise the Lord. Man, it's a blessing to be here. Man, if the Lord woke you up this morning, we are beyond a miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. Oh, praise the Lord. To be amongst the land of the living. Amen. And we serve our awesome God. We serve a God, amen, of the living and not the dead. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. He's everywhere all at the same time. And he said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respect to person. And I'm glad about it today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, we are here now, praise God, and we know what time it is, praise God. We hadn't changed. Amen. We believe in prayer. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for the intercessor, amen, Sister Diane, one that will pray. Don't mind praying. One can get a prayer through. Praise God. Amen. And you know, our goal this year, praise God, is to shorten, praise God, our prayer list. Praise God. Man, if you're on there, we want to get you off of there. We want to shorten our prayer list. Praise God. Why? Because we know, amen, that God do hear and answer prayer. He declared according to his word in Isaiah 65:24. While we yet calling, he said he will answer. He said while we yet speaking, he will hear. Oh, praise the Lord. And this is why we can't stop. We can't quit, and we can't give up. Because a quitter would never win. But a winner would never quit. Oh, I'm not going to tell you to hang in there. I'm not going to tell you to hold on. Amen. We are living in the last days. And the last days mean from now on. Amen. As we ever needed to stand, we need to stand fast now in the liberty whereabout Christ have set us free, and don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, amen. At this time, I'm going to decrease and let the woman of God come in her own way. Amen. Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. And Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord Father, the prayers that you're answering right now and about to answer, Lord. So, Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yamilet right now, Lord Father, that have breast cancer, Lord Father. Father, touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We come against cancer right now, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, that you're bigger than cancer, oh God. So touch her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, as we send cancer back, Lord Father God, into outer darkness right now, Lord Father. For the blood of Jesus is against it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, give her the strength, Lord Father, and let her continue to trust in you, Lord Father, for you are the God that healeth thee, Lord. Father, touch right now, Lord Father, her daughter Kay right now, Lord Father. Touch her mindset right now, Lord Father, as we praying right now for her salvation right now, Lord Father. And we ask the Holy Spirit to arrest her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, that she turn around right now, Lord Father. Father, look after her son right now, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Lord Father, over them right now, Lord Father, for them returning home safely right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Rudy right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. As we speak healing to his body right now, Lord Father, we thank you right now for the strength right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for touching his upper respiratory system right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for opening up his lungs right now, Lord Father, that he may be able to breathe freely, Lord Father, walk the distance he needs to walk without any problems right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, touch Minister Dolores right now, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her household right now, Lord Father. We speak healing right now, Lord Father. Father, we know that you are bigger than anything, Lord Father. Any sickness, Lord Father. Father, for you died on that cross, Lord Father. Father, your only begotten son, Lord Father, for our sins, and took the stripes on his back, Lord Father, for our sickness and disease, Lord Father. So, Father, send forth your healing right now in that house, Lord. We speak strength right now, Lord. Touch the children, them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Father, we hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father. Touch him also, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over him right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Father, we know what you're doing for him, Lord Father, what you have done and about to do for him, Lord Father. Do it right now, Lord Father. We're trusting and believing in you right now, Lord Father, for his healing also, Lord Father. Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now, Lord Father. We speak to that bloodstream right now, Lord Father, and we say line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We're just giving you honor. We're giving you glory and we're giving you praise, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for each and every update, oh God, that we have received, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for Alkania being cancer-free, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, that you're the God that healeth thee, Lord, and you hear and you answer prayer, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you have done for Briston, Lord Father. Father, you touch his pancreas, Lord Father, and Father, he is doing so good right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for touching Root right now, Lord Father. Father, that is doing so much better at home right now, Lord Father. Father, we give you honor and giving you praise, Lord Father. We don't praise you enough. We don't thank you enough. We don't uphold your name enough, Lord Father. But Father, we come before you right now thanking you, oh God. thanking you, oh God, for this day, Lord Father, that we're able to pray one for another and touch and agree right now, Lord Father, for others other than ourselves and our family, Lord Father. Father, we know that this is the time, Lord Father, for us to become more prayerful, Lord Father, and seek your face like never before, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, that the safest place right now to be is in you, Lord Father, just like you kept Noah in the ark of safety with his family, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching our prayer lists, Lord Father. Father, not just this prayer list, Lord Father, but all the prayer lists right now, Lord Father. We're touching and agreeing right now, Lord Father, as we call upon your name, oh God, for healing, Lord Father. Healing of the bodies right now, Lord Father. Healing of the minds right now, oh God. Healing right now of the spirit man right now in the name of Jesus. Healing, Lord Father, for the nations right now, Lord. Not this nation alone, Lord Father, but all the nations right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we touch him, Lord Father God, and agreeing with the prayer cells, Lord Father, that standing in the gap 24/7, Lord Father God. Father, we're thanking you that is calling upon your name and you're answering prayers right now, Lord Father. Father, the personal prayer lists, Lord Father, that are held before you, Lord Father, we're touching and agreeing for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for this broadcast, Lord Father. We thank you for the opportunity, oh God, that we can use this broadcast, Father, not just to pray, Lord Father, but for your word to go forth, Lord Father, to many nations, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord Father, for the word touching the people in those nations right now, Lord Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father. We thank you for those that accept you as their Lord and Savior, oh God. Father, we're taking you not for granted, Lord Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you. We're lifting up your name on high, oh God. Father, touch like never before, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way today. Holy Spirit, take control of the airways today, Lord. Unstop deaf ears, Lord. Break up that stony heart, Lord. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father, that they may stand boldly, Lord Father, and go forth with your word, Lord Father. They may use that word today, Lord Father, whether in their lives, Lord Father, or to help someone else, Lord Father. Father, you know what each and every one of us is in need of, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, knowing no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, oh God. We thank you for your hedge of protection round about her, Lord. Father, we continue, Lord Father God, to thank you for your strength and your healing, Lord Father, in her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you my leaders, Lord, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor right now, covering them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, as they continue, Lord Father, to preach and teach your word, Lord Father. Father, cover them right now, Lord Father, as we speak, refresh, refill, and rejuvenation into their bodies right now, Lord Father, as you continue to pour your anointing over them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for giving them the word to speak, Lord Father God. Father, not their words, Lord Father, but your words, Lord Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for using them, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease Bishop Porter right now, Lord Father God, as you increase in him right now, Lord. Father, that he open his mouth, Lord Father, and let you have your way, Lord. So we say, Holy Spirit, show up and show out right now as he let go and let you have your perfect way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. And we thank God, amen, for the prayer. Because truly, our God is a praying God. Oh, yes, Lord. If you have you said yes to his will and yes to his way, praise God. Thank God, amen, even in a prayer. Thank God for the praise report. Amen. We just thank God. And, you know, the Lord is yet moving. Even as she was speaking, amen, and praying, he said, while you're yet praying, he will answer. Ain't that what he said? Y'all believe that? Come on here now. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for the countries, amen, that we are reaching, knowing that his word is going forth and not returning unto him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Ain't that what he said? Praise the Lord. How many believe that today? Man, he said all things, not some things, but all things are possible if we only believe. All right, let me give you a little thought for the day before we go into the word. Amen. Life without love is a bird without song. Life without trust is a night without day. Life without faith is a tree without roots. Life without hope is a year without spring. Life without a friend is sun without shade. And life without works is a bloom without fruit. So true. Life without love is a bird without song. Life without trust is a night without day. Life without faith is a tree without roots. Life without hope is a year without spring. Life without friends is a sun without shade. And life without works is a bloom without fruit. All praise the Lord. Man, life. Ain't you glad, praise God, that Jesus is the light of the world? And that's what I'm going to talk about today, praise the Lord. My text is looking to Jesus. Looking to Jesus. Looking to Jesus. Who are you looking towards today? Come on now. Let's be honest with ourselves. Who are you looking towards today? Are you looking, praise God, down through the line of time to future? Praise God. Who are you looking towards today? The Bible tells us, praise God, to forget about those things that are behind. Am I right? And press towards that mark, a high calling, the prize of high calling, which is in who? Jesus Christ. So it's all about him. And if you have your Bibles, you have a pencil, a pad, or pen, or whatever, we'd like for you to go along with us. Praise God. And you can read it a little later on your devotional time. In the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, you'll find these words, beginning at verse number 1. They say, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And verse number 2 is where I got my text from. Looking unto Jesus. And that's what I said, what our text was. Looking, let's look. Look to Jesus. All right? Verse 2 say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our what? Faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop that there. Praise God. Let's look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I'm going to ask again, who are you looking unto? Are you looking at things around you? Are you yet having pity parties, twiddling your fingers? Are you still finding fault with everybody and not looking at the man in the mirror, yourself? When the Bible tells us, judge ye not. As we judge, amen, others, you know, you judging yourself. So who are you looking to today? Now, in verse 1, he said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that is so easily to beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How many know that this is a marathon? And we need patience, and more patience in these times. And the Bible says that we die daily. Am I right? See? It also tells us to let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Now, this huge crowd of witnesses, what witnesses are the writer talking about here? He's talking about the writer, praise God, that was here before us, that was written, was given by God to men that was before us, and they, amen, was inspired by the Holy Spirit, praise God. Moses, praise God. The prophets of old, praise God. David, a man after God's own heart. The 12 disciples, praise God. The four gospel writers. Paul wrote over 60% of the New Testament, praise God. Peter, man, stood up on the day of Pentecost and declared the word of God, praise God. So this is the cloud of witnesses, praise God, that the writer is talking about. Now, we can describe this if we want to go back to chapter 11, and that's the faith chapter, that we look at these cloud of witnesses. Their faithfulness is a constantly encouragement to each and every one of us. This is why we should study and read the word of God. Praise God. Man. And what they did, praise God, they trust God by faith. Oh, y'all missed me right there. See? Now, this is why I ask, who are you looking to? Who are you, praise God? Where are your eyes, amen, today? Is your eyes on the soon coming King? Knowing, oh God, that Jesus is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is Genesis, his revelation. Praise God. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. He is God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, we do not struggle alone. They had some challenges. They had some trials and tribulations, these witnesses. We are not the first to struggle. They did it before us. But our Lord, our God, brought them out. Praise God. And they, amen, could look to him and realize that they had more fighting for them than against them. And God was always with the minority. Oh, praise God. Even when they was overwhelmed and bound, God turned that situation around for them. Praise God. He's always turning a negative into a positive. He's always turning a bad situation and making some good at it. So now who are you looking, amen, to? Let's look to Jesus. Praise God. Why? Because, amen, he come down through 42 generations through these cloud of witnesses that the writer is talking about. Or we wouldn't have been here. But ain't you glad that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life? Well, I'm glad, praise God, that the Lord did it for me. Took my place, praise God. Oh, I thank God, amen. And I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to give him glory. Now, who are you looking to? Are you looking to Jesus? Oh, praise God. Now, the problem we face today is nothing new, praise God. But ain't you glad, amen, through every trial, every tribulation, every challenges, man, God always have a way out for us. And he always, amen, have brought us out to bring us in to something better. He did it for the children of Israel. And if he did it for Israel, he's doing it for you and I. And when we have, amen, accepted Jesus as our personal Savior, we are in the blessings of Father Abraham. Oh, that's enough to make you shout right there. Oh, and he said, amen, in Genesis chapter 12, that it's his will that every family in the earth be blessed. That includes your family. That includes my family. That includes the family of whosoever in the earth realm, from the east, west, north, and the south. Praise God. Oh, we serve an awesome God. Oh, he's mighty. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he's everywhere all at the same time. Now we run this race, praise God, and the Bible tells us to run the race with patience. And we run to win. And when we, praise God, have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, praise God, we win. Oh, we're already in the victory circle. We ain't got to worry about the Super Bowl. We ain't got to worry about the NBA championship. We ain't got to worry about, amen, who is first prize and who is first, second, and third place, gold, silver, and bronze. We ain't got to worry about all that. Amen. That's earthly stuff. But I'm talking about, amen, heavenly stuff. That's why we, amen, need to set our affection on things above and not on things on this earth. All praise the Lord. So, praise God. Who, amen, who are, amen, you looking to? Are you looking to Jesus today in the name of Jesus? Now, to run, praise God, and we know, amen, if we have Christ, we win. Also, we can be inspired. Even my heritage, I will descend it down through the line because he said, amen, that he will, amen, save our third and fourth generation. And they praise God. And they are blessed by association just because of you, yourself and I. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, praise God. Huh? Whoa, when you look to him, praise God, because he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. So now what is the writer talking about here? He's talking about God's discipline, how he proved his love. Praise God. Oh, he's always there. Praise God. Oh, I thank God, amen. He said, no weapon that formed against us shall prosper. And he said, every tongue that rise up against it, he said, he set a standard up against it. That's why this year of 2022, we're not going to dwell on our challenges. We're not going to dwell on our trials and tribulations of whatever you want to call it. We're not going to dwell on that. But we're going to look to who? Jesus. Praise God. That's why the Bible says, look to the hills from which coming our help. And all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Now, verse 3 say, for consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, that ye be weary and faint in your mind. See, that's why we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. In other words, when we facing hardship, listen to me now, when we facing hardship and discouragement, and it happened to all of us. If it ain't happened to you yet, it's coming. Come on here now. Why? Because you got an adversary that don't like you and I. When you have accepted Christ, when the our Lord and Savior brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, now there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. But thank God, amen, he sent some help back, the comfortable, which is the Holy Spirit, praise God, which rules and abide in our lives to lead us and guide us and direct our path. All praise God, and give us power and authority over every devil and imp in hell. That's why we can continue to look to Jesus. Oh, he's there. Now, when we face these hardships and discouragement, it is easy. Now, listen to me. It is easy to lose sight. And this is of the big picture. Now, we just in 19 days of the year of 2022. Let's don't lose focus. Let's don't be so easily, praise God, to quit and give up, praise God. But, oh, it's time now to endure hardness as a what? Good soldier. Am I right about it? In the name of Jesus. Now, but we are not alone, praise God. We're not alone. Why? Because Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the age. Oh, he's there. Oh, even as I speak, praise God. He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, he's touching somebody right now in the name of Jesus. That's why, praise God, you can look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher, amen, of your faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, there is help. Oh, praise God. There is help. I said there is help. Many have already made it through life. Praise God. These cloud of witnesses did. Praise God. If they could testify and talk to us today, praise God, they'll tell you that Jesus will make everything all right. Oh, he brought them out with a mighty hand. Praise God. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise God. Or he's bringing somebody out of their sickness. He's bringing somebody, praise God, out of that, oh, that marriage with the enemy thought he had done tore up. He's bringing somebody out and give them a double promotion on their job. Praise God. When the enemy will come to kill, steal, and to destroy. Oh, but our Lord, our God didn't stop there. Jesus said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I feel some here. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Many have already made it through life. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, we done made it thus far by faith. I want to ask you a question. If you can take it, you can make it. Uh-huh. Looking to Jesus, you can't do it on your own strength now. Uh-huh. Come on now. Am I right? But, oh, thank God. He sent us armor. Have you put your armor on? Huh? Paul says, finally, my brethren, put on the whole armor of God, where you be able to stand against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. Praise God. Oh, you got to put your armor on. You dress up before you go out the door. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Oh, praise God. Now, enduring far more difficult circumstances than we have experienced. Uh-huh. Suffering, just hear me now, suffering is a training ground for Christian maturity. Want me to say it again? Okay, I'm glad you asked. Suffering is the training ground for Christian maturity. See, we ought to learn something with what God has brought us to. Praise God. You ought to be able, amen, to gravitate, amen, to be able to come up and above that. What you went through in 21, praise God, when it hit you in 22, praise God, you ought to go through it like water off a duck's back, as the old folks used to say. Come on now, help me somebody. If you still crying, still don't nobody love me, feeling sorry for yourself, still twiddling your fingers, oh, I want to have that pity party. Oh, I stopped by to tell you, God ain't going to be in no pity party with you. Come on now. Praise God. Why? Because he's looking for faith in the earth realm. Praise the Lord. Amen. God moves with faith, not with tears. Huh? Am I right about it? Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Now, praise God. The beginning points of faith is to believe in God. The character is who he is. He formed the world by faith. Praise God. Why? He spoke it into existence. In other words, if our God spoke a word, he's able to perform it. Am I right about it? Now, the end point is believing. That's what it's all about. And God promises. Do you believe God promises? And there's over 7,000 promises in this Bible, and God wants you and I to have every one of them in the name of Jesus. Oh, you can turn a deaf ear all you want, but I know, praise God, Jesus is the author, and he is the finisher of our faith. Praise God. And I thank God he have no respected person. He say, what I do for one, I do for all. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Oh, amen. I'm on my post. I'm doing what, amen, thus saith the Lord. I'm doing what, amen, he have called, amen, me to do. Praise God. What about you? Praise God. Man, when he call you out of doctrine, amen, are you witnessing? Are you telling somebody about him? Praise God. Are you living all you know how? Are you on one, praise God, get in clicks? Are you on one, praise God, always finding fault? Praise God, always, amen, murmuring and complaining. Is that you? Come on now, don't get quiet on me. Praise God, man. And I thank God, amen, that our Lord and our Savior say he searched the heart. He knows what's in the minds of each and every one of our spirit. That's why we don't have to worry about a man being judgmental. Praise God, he already know. And as I speak to you today, you ought to know the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, God called this universe into existence out of nothing. He said, let there be light. And from that time on, when he said, let there be light, everything, praise God, that God spoke from that point on will come to pass. Oh, that's why the Bible say he's a man that he cannot lie. He said, let every devil and man be a lie, but his word, amen, be true. Everything is going down but the word of God. And I stand on that today. Are you standing firm on the word of God? Amen. The year of 2022, we're not going to be hanging on. We're not going to be holding on. Praise God. But we're going to be steadfast. We're going to be unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, because our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Mm-hmm. You want me to say it again? Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Don't let your work, amen, be undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Come on here now. If he have give you a job, amen, to do, amen, the Lord is looking for you to do your job. Praise God. I'm doing mine. Praise God. He told me to preach and teach the gospel. I'm on my post. What about you today? That's why I can look to him, because I know who the author and the finisher of my faith. I am who I am by the grace of Almighty God. Oh, I bless his name today. Praise God. Amen. And I know he said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, praise the Lord. Man, he said the enemy will come at us one way, but he got the fleece covered. Oh, I'm dwelling on God's promises. What about you today? Let's dwell on the promises of Almighty God. Now, our faith is in the God who created the entire universe by his word. Didn't I tell you when he said, let there be light? You see? And there was light. See? That's why we can look to him. See? He said, I'm God that created, made good and created evil. He created the devil. How people talking about they are atheists. I don't believe in God. But the Bible say the devil believe and tremble. Y'all help me out with that one. How you pass him? And he the devil. Come on now. He causing heaven in your home. He causing trouble on your job. He causing trouble on the highway. Huh? Road rage. People cuss you out, shoot at you, do all kind of craziness. Killing folk. That's what Jesus said in St. John 10:10. The thief come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And that's what he come to do. Huh? So how you pass him telling you don't believe in God? But the devil do. The Bible say the devil believe and tremble. Every time you say the name of Jesus, see, every devil in hell tremble at that name. Why? Because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. Whatever we need is in that name. Oh, do you believe it today? Oh, you got to, amen, walk it. You got to talk it in faith and trust in God that he's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Now, when we believe that God will fulfill his promises, even though we don't see those promises materialize yet, we demonstrate true faith, praise God, by believing it. That's what faith is. See? Want me to say it again? What is faith? It is the confidence, assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. That's what faith is. In other words, we trust the word of God. That's why we look to Jesus. Jesus said, I am the what? Way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, you can't miss it there. Come on here now. Now, if someone come telling you to come follow me, Buddha didn't say it. Sun and Moon didn't say it. Muhammad didn't say it. Joseph Smith didn't say it. Harry Christian didn't say it. But Jesus, God Almighty, separated himself from the Godhead, come down into a low world, planted his seed into a virgin woman. Praise God. Oh, we serve a supernatural God. Our God is awesome. He can do anything and all things. This is why he said he got power to lay his life down, and he got power to pick it up again. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, I feel this thing. Praise God. Oh, we serve an awesome God, and he will do great things, and he's yet doing great things, and he's moving in the earth realm. The Bible says eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. Oh, he's there, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? Huh? Praise God. Now, where we at here? Verse number 4. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, against sin, striving against sin. Verse 5. And you have forgotten the expectation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thy chastening of the Lord, thy faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scorn every son whom he receive. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with a son. For what son is he whom the Father chasteth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof you are partaker, then are you and not son. Think about it. See? Think about it. He said, if your heart don't condemn you, neither will he. I'm going to pause and give you a little time to think on that. See? If you can do everything and don't have no condemnation, you better check your salvation. Come on here now. Huh? It's time to repent and repent fast and quick and in a hurry. Come on now. Are you looking to him? See? You have to be so mindful because he could turn you over to a reprobate mind. That's why he said he searched the heart, knows what's in the mind of your spirit. Praise God. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. David was a man after God's own heart. And when he messed up, the Bible said he kept a repentant heart. Praise God. Because he knew the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it didn't start when he was Cain, when he was on the backside of the mountain. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to say it again. Suffering is the training ground for Christianity maturity. You ought to be able to learn something and grow. Praise God. It is developing our patience and make our final victory sweet. See what it do? Psalms 30 and 5 says this, for his anger endure but a moment, and in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Now I want to say this about, praise God, for his anger endure but a moment. Don't let that moment now get you so excited. How do we measure a moment in the eyes of God? You ever thought about that? When he say his way is not our way, neither his thoughts our thoughts. As far as the earth from the heavens, is God's way from our way? So how do we measure a moment in the eyesight of God? A moment in the eyesight of God. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2 months, or maybe 2 years. Praise the Lord. But I thank God that our God ain't upset with you all the time. Like our sisters and brothers, they get upset with you and they stay mad 2 months, 3 months, a whole year. Sometimes it's gone down through generations. Still upset. Mm-hmm. Come on now, don't get quiet on me. Mm-hmm. See? So how do you measure a moment in the eyes of God? Praise God. But ain't you glad, he said, but a moment, but in his favor, David said, is what? Life. See? Then he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And that joy time is your deliverance time, when the Lord done brought you out with a mighty hand, when he done turned that bad situation and make something good out of it, when he done turned that negative into a positive. Praise God. When you were down, he reached down, way down, and picked you up. He said the righteous man fall how many times? 7 times. But God do what? Pick him up. See? And that's what we should do. We should never look down on a person and not unless we're trying to help them up. Come on now. Huh? And when we look to Jesus, that's what we're going to do. Huh? The Lord did it for us. And when he brought us out, then he's looking for us to go, praise God, and bring somebody else out. Praise God. This is why he wants to be lifted up. This This is why he wants to be magnified. This is why he sent his spirit back, praise God, and give us, amen, that power and authority, amen, to speak in his name, praise God. He give it, praise God, back then, and he's doing the same thing now. This is why God don't change. Now, if God don't change, who need to change? Come on now. Am I right? So now who are you looking to? Are you looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Now, verse 4, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Now, what is verse 4 saying? Now, these witnesses that the reader talking about was facing difficult times. And we know what the leaders in that time and the children of Israel, the different times and prosecution that they went through, especially in the New Testament, after the Holy Ghost fell. And 3,000 souls came to the church when Peter preached, praise God, and said, you got to repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. See? And they received it, and they came to Christ. And then when they came to Christ, then the enemy got mad, and here come the prosecution against the church, and the church had to separate. They had to go every which way, praise God. But you know what? When they separated, the word still, and when the enemy thought that he had done bust and broke up the church, all that did, God spread it. Here's a man by the name of Philip. He went down to Samaria there by himself, and he turned the city right side up. See? Why? Because he's looking to Jesus. And he went there and started preaching Christ unto them. And they had a man that was doing witchcraft. They thought he was some kind of great one. And he was bewitching the whole city from the greatest to the leastest. He had them going. Praise God. He had it going on. Oh, but when Philip come down there, praise God, things turned. Praise God. And when Jesus, see, did I tell you that there's power in that name? See, when you use it, that's why you ought to open your mouth and talk about Jesus. We've time out to take our mouth off mute, shame and embarrassed. Philip wasn't. And it was a prosecution. He had to flee now from Jerusalem. He had to leave there. See, he was by himself. He didn't have no help. He went down there. During a time of prosecution, he fled and went to Samaria and started preaching Jesus. He ain't go down there and try to hide, try to deny the name. See, what about you today? Come on now. See? And he started preaching Jesus. Then he called for a prayer line. See? How many know, amen, that our Lord is a pronouncing God? And when the word goes forth, just like I'm talking to you today, now Sister Diane already done prayed. Praise God. And God confirmed his word through signs and wonders. Somebody's getting a healing. That's why prayer changed things. That's why prayer changed conditions and prayer changed people. And he said his word would not go out and return to him void. God confirmed his word through signs and wonders. And God have a miracle with somebody's name on it. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Philip started to, praise God, laying hands on the sick, casting out devils. Praise God. The lame walking. Praise God. The dumb speaking. The deaf ears open. I mean, he's doing a great work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he was looking to Jesus. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And God moved. And they say great joy was brought to the city. They jumping and shouting. Praise God. You know, there's nothing wrong with praising God, giving God the glory. Amen. That's a powerful weapon that you've got in your mouth. And some folk won't even use that. Oh, just give God some thanks. Give God some glory for what he have already done in your life. I want to say to you, if he woke you up this morning, you are beyond a miracle. Oh, y'all help me here. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But you know what? Philip realized that they needed some more. Do you need some more? Come on now. You have accepted Christ, but you haven't received the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about being baptized. Praise God. That's being to the water. Praise God. But have you received the is baptism of the Holy Spirit abiding in your life right now? Praise God. Jesus can come back right now. Praise God. He's not going to take no time, amen, to baptize nobody. You remember the old thief on the cross? Come on now, the one on the right side. Huh? He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't come off the cross and baptize him. See? It's a faith thing. Oh, help me somebody. See? Oh, we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, we trust God in the name of Jesus. And Philip, he sent for the heavyweights. He sent for Peter and John to come down there. That's right. Y'all, come. God is moving. Yokes is being destroyed. The captive's being set free. Broken hearts is being mend. The devil on the run. And even the sorcery, Simeon, he started, see, people say the devil go to church. Yeah, sure do. And he was in the congregation looking at all this going on. Say, wait a minute here. I thought I had some power, but I ain't got this. Huh? And then he went to Peter and John. And he going to try to buy the Holy Ghost. How many know you can't buy the Holy Ghost? Tell how much money you got. If the rich can buy it, we'll be lost. Huh? But this is the free gift. And some folk don't want that. On your birthday, and you have, and you're looking forward for your birthday, you're excited, you know you're going to get gifts, and sometimes you even get some big surprises. Come on now. See? So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. This is why he sent the Holy Spirit back. Praise God. And it's a free gift, an unmerited favor, something that we don't deserve. But amen, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, help me somebody. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. See? And he tried to buy it. Say, give me how much you want for Peter. Say, you're going to perish and your money going to perish right along with you. You think you can buy this? Can't buy it. Huh? You got to repent. Come on now. That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. Every one of you. You got to repent. People want the blessing, but do you want him? Come on now, you got to put the horse before the cart. Come on now. Jesus wants to be first in our lives. He wants to be served first. He wants to be loved first. Not your family, not your husband, not your wife, for your children, but him. Mm-hmm. See? That's why we need to look to him. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left the crimson stain, but he did what? Washed it, white it in snow. That's why we can look to him. Praise the Lord. So you know what? When Peter finished with Simeon, you know what he did? He repented. He repented. He said, pray for me that this don't fall on me. See? I don't want this judgment on me. He had sense enough to recognize, praise God. And that was a witchcraft man. If you're doing that stuff, it's time for you. All you got to do is just stop doing it. Just quit. That's all. Good thing that Jesus is here, because God the Father told Moses, if he catch anybody practicing that foolishness, to take them out and put a brick side their head. Not only whoever was practicing, their whole entire family. See? He'd been wiped out. That's why you ought to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. His saving grace. He extended his mercy. That's why I forgot to love the world. God the Father didn't play. So he sent his son. And he's yet in the gap. Yet making intercession for us. Pleading our case on our behalf. Saying, Father, you promised me. I gave my life. See? That's why you can look to him. See? And I wouldn't be ashamed of him. Come on now. Because he said, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'm going to be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. It's time to take your mouth off mute and talk about the Lord. Praise God. And he is a pronouncing God. Praise God. He's looking now, even as I speak. Praise God. Somebody is being encouraged. We often say here at City of Victory, you don't want to come on and go back off the same way that you come on. Praise God. Man, the word of God ought to make your day, amen, to give you something to feast on the rest of this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Uh-huh. Now, but none of them have yet died for, praise God. They died in the faith, praise God, believing that the Messiah, which were called Christ, would come. Talking about them cloud of witnesses. See? They spoke about Jesus. They prophesied about it. All the prophets of old, all them cloud of witnesses, they talked about him down through the line of time. Praise God. Left it on record for you and I. And when we read it today, praise God, to encourage our heart to know that, amen, he done paid it all over 2,000 and some years ago. Now we can look to him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Now, because they were yet alive, the writer urged, he was urging them to continue to run. See? See what you got to do? Continue to run the race. That's what he's doing to us now when we read the scripture. Just as Christ did not give up, neither should we. See that? You shouldn't quit. Don't be no quitter. Well, they ain't talking about men. They lead the church. Yeah. Come on. You're going to let worries move you. Disappointment move you. Some folk got a little sickness. Come on now. And I ain't talking about sick unto death either. I got a headache. Backache. Won't go to church. Come on now. What happened to the press? They tell me that it's a blessing in the press. Huh? You press your way to go to work. Huh? You know if you don't go, you ain't get paid. You don't want to give you no sick time. Come on now. If they do, you better thank God that they ain't want to pass that. Come on now. Am I right? If I'm wrong, hey, I repent. Right? But thank God if your job give you some sick days. Someone ain't going to give you but so many now. Come on now. That's why you need to look to him. Yeah? You go to work sick. But ain't you glad that our God is able, praise God, amen, to bring you out? And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Huh? That's what I'm glad about. He is the same God. The same God, not another. When Jesus, praise God, getting ready to depart from this earth, his followers, they followed him out. And God the Father lowered down a cloud like an elevator. And he stepped on board and just began to send it back to glory. And as they watching our Lord and Savior to send it back to glory, God the Father sent an angel down and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why standing here gazing up? Because that same Jesus that you see going away, he's coming back likewise." Oh, he's coming back, church. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Huh? Guess what? You can't even help a spot or wrinkle in your life. Huh? And he said, judgment going to begin in the house of God. This is where his eyes at, in the house of God. See? That's why people need to come out of the world. The world in trouble. But judgment going to begin in the house of God. And he said, Peter said, it begin with us. Where is the sinner and the ungodly going to appear? See? Then he went deeper than that. He said, the righteous, all you righteous folk, he said, going to scarcely be saved. Uh-huh. That's what Peter says. The same one that stood upon the day of Pentecost. It's tight, but it's right. So where are you at today? So why ain't time to be judging and looking at this one and looking at that one? Praise the Lord. It's time now, amen, to get into maturity and grow, amen, in the Lord. Just don't take that same, we just got 19 days. Praise God. Man, we can, amen, get it, amen, get it on the right track. Praise God. And run this race. It's in there. With what? Patience. Praise God. Man, if you missed it, amen, say, Lord, forgive me. I missed it. Shake yourself, amen, and get your eyes, amen, back on. That's what Peter did. That same Peter that was in the boat. Y'all remember that? And the Lord was walking on the water. See, then I say, you got to look to Jesus. And they say, that is like the Lord. And Peter looked and said, Lord, is that you bidding me to come? Y'all remember that? And the Lord said one word to him, come. He yet saying the same thing today. What? Come. He's saying to somebody today, come. Look unto me. Praise God. I'll fix it for you. There's a song say, fix it, Jesus, by the Ketna Spirituals. Huh? Jesus can fix it. He is the answer to your problem. He is the answer to your situation. He is the answer to all your problems. Praise the Lord. The name of Jesus. When the Lord told Peter to come, he stepped out there. Huh? And he walked on the water. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Huh? As long as he kept his eyes, then I said, you got to look to Jesus. Everything was all right. He stayed on top of the water. But oh, when the waves beat up against him. See, what I said about them trials, about them tribulations, about the difficult times, praise God, in your life, when it bump and hit you against, it have a way for you to take your eyes off the Lord because you start looking at the circumstances, you start looking at the condition, you start feeling, I don't feel so well, and the Lord done left me, you praying and he's not answering, and praise God, and you know what will happen? When you take your eyes off the Lord, you're going to sink. But oh, thank God. Peter cried out, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord. See? How many know that's a prayer? I often tell you, it ain't how long, but it's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. See? God, Jesus reached down and picked him up. See? Wouldn't let him drown. He not. The scripture say when you're in the water, you will not be overflowing. He said when you're in the fire, you will not be burned. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Amen. I got my eyes on Jesus. What about you today? Oh, praise the Lord. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Greater. Praise God. Oh, thank God. And he's everywhere, all at the same time. So how big is your God today? Are you looking to him? Is he big enough to make you love them who don't love you? Come on now. Pray for them. Those that despitefully use you, prosecute you, do all manner of evil against you. Come on now. Think about it. Praise God. Jesus said, if the world hate me, it's going to hate you. He said, if they done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a drama. That green tree is him. Praise God. But thank God. Amen. He's able. Amen. And he will deliver on time. He's never late. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for Jesus. And he will provide. He say he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, he will. Oh, and you know what else he say? He say we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. See that? See what he can do? When you look to him, but you got to look to the Lord. See? Quit twirling your fingers. Stop having a pity party. Praise God. Things is changing even as I speak. By faith. Praise God. Because he's able. He's bringing somebody out right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bless his holy name. Thank you, God. Oh, we serve an awesome God. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God, amen, for his word. Now, verse 2 says, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our what? Faith. See? See? No other name. No other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. It's something about that name. I can give you a name from A to Z. The alphabets. Oh, our Lord and Savior. But the name of Jesus. Matthew 1:21 said, thou shalt have a son, and thou shalt call his name what? Jesus. See? Mean Emmanuel, mean God is with us. If he was with them back then, he's with us today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't you glad about that? Amen. Oh, I tell you, I felt this thing this morning. Oh, praise God. Thank God how he's filling us with his holy, everlasting, and divine word. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, we are in the world, but we're not of it. But keep your eyes on the Lord. Praise God. Step by step, we'll make this journey. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, what we're doing this year of 2022, this is our, amen, commitment, our goal. We're going to put our hand in the wine and change, which is God's hand. Tell him to lead and guide. That's what the little lad did. The little lad had lunch. His parents fixed the lunch. He had 2 fish and 5 barley loaves of bread for his little lunch. And the Lord took a lunch, praise God, and multiplied it. See how when you look to him, he could take little and make much. When you look to Jesus, praise the Lord. He can do it. Do you believe that today? Praise God. He can do it. Then he turned around and did it with another 4,000. Praise God. And you know 4,000 or 5,000 people in any state in this country of the United States of America will clean out any store here in the United States. Free food. Y'all talk to me here. Free food. Somebody ain't going to get something. Somebody going to get trampled. They're going to clean it out. Ain't going to be nothing in there. And somebody won't get something. But that little lad, the Lord took his lunch and looked to his father. See, you got to look up. See? You got to look to the hills. That's where your help at. And when he prayed and he distributed, gave it to his disciples, told them to distribute it amongst the 5,000, after the Bible said that they was filled, they took up 12 fragments of baskets. 12. Each disciple was able to go get a basket. After 5,000 men, women, and children was filled. Then the Lord stole away in my closing. And they followed him. And they was only following him because he had healed them, praise God. And he had fed them. And they going to make him a king. You can't make our Lord and Savior something that he already is. He is the King of Kings. He is the hope of glory. And they said, oh, we want you. We want to make you a king. He said, okay, y'all want me? You got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. They said, whoop, he done lost his mind. They went to leaving so fast. The Lord looked back at Peter, James, and John and the rest of the disciples and said, are you going to leave me also? Peter said, where are we going? You have the words of eternal life. That's why you need to look to Jesus. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop Porter love you, but Jesus love you more. In the hands of Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. The topic today was looking to Jesus. And as he was ministering, you know, I turned to Psalms 121. And I say, I will lift up my eyes onto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Bishop Porter say, looking to Jesus. When you look to Jesus, do you see all that he said here? He will not slumber nor sleep. He is the keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. I mean, Psalms 21 will tell you to keep looking up. Keep looking up. You may be going through whatever it is that you're going through, but keep looking up. Keep your eyes continually stayed on Jesus. Heard Bishop Porter draw that reference to when Peter took his eyes off of God, or off of Jesus. What happened? He began to sink. No matter, trust me, no matter what you're going through, you may be going through a sickness right now. You may be going through a separation right now. You, whatever it is that you're going through, look up. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Keep your faith in him. Say he give us faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And if you don't know how small a mustard seed is, it is very small. Trust in him. Keep the faith in him. Patience in no matter what that you're going through. Patience, trust in God. You trust in God to deliver you. You trust in God to never leave you nor forsake you. Patience. When you read Hebrews 12, chapter verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed by with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, every problems you have that you may think that you're about to face, lay it aside. And the sin which doubt so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You running towards God. Don't run away from him. This is not the time for you to say you getting out of God. This is not the time, people. My advice to you is do about this, like they do in the military, and run back to God. Repent. Repent. And look to Jesus. Look to him. How do you look to him? You look to him in prayer. When you're in your own little personal time and you talking to God, you look into him. You're trusting him. You're depending on him. You're dependent on the words that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will supply all your needs. This is what you're doing when you continually look to him. He is always on time. He is always on time. Can you trust that today? Can you have that faith of a mustard seed? Can you today? God is an awesome God. You know, the words say, for the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but unto them that endure it to the end. Will you endure it to the end today? Will you endure it to the end today? See, I thank God for the word that continually come forth, because you know what? It strengthens you. It helps you to understand when each and every day you're hearing the word, you're reading the word. You may have read something and don't understand what you read. And you may come on this broadcast or another broadcast, and the same thing that you did not understand, God will put it right there to give you some understanding. Do you have the ears to hear today? Do you have the heart to receive that word that is coming forth today? You first have to open up your heart and your mind to the word that is coming forth. And when they say, go to, Bishop Porter said, go to Hebrews chapter 12, and he started at verse 1. This is what you do. You open your Bible. You go to Hebrews 12 and start reading with Bishop Porter. Start reading with whoever your leader is. Because in the Word, you find God in everything. Why? Because he is the Word. He is the Word. You're looking to him. You're searching him out. You're searching. You're looking. You're asking questions. He said, we have not, for we ask not. So today, if you do not know God as your Lord and Savior, today is the day for you to do it. No day is promised to us. No day. Every day that we open our eyes, we take that breath, we put our feet on the floor, it's a gift that God gives us, and not just for ourselves, not just for we to get it right with him, but for us to help others, for us to draw others into his kingdom. How do we do that? We do that by our testimony. We do that by, as we continue to read the word, eat the word, eat the word, eat the word. We're able to draw others. We're able to tell others about Jesus. We're able to tell what it is that he has done for us. Yes, they know he died on the cross, but you'll be surprised. Many don't believe. Many don't receive it. But when they look at you, when they look at you and see what God have done for you and doing for you, they are going to want what you want today. So we thank you each and every Wednesday as you tune in to Blog Talk Radio. We're trusting that the word is reaching you. You're taking the word in. You are sharing the word. You're not just keeping it to yourself. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and you have Facebook, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and click on that link. You can share it with a friend. You can copy the link and send it to someone in a text or in an email, however you do it. You know, share the message today. Don't keep it to yourself. Someone may need to hear the message and know that God loved them. And he is a merciful, loving, and forgiving God. So join us tomorrow, that's Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Let go and let God let go. God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go.
Let God.